خود را با ما قسمت کنید. وبلاگ سیمرغ www.parsma.blogspot.com. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome to CIMUR program devoted to Persian-speaking children. This is a journey of ecological sustainability through cultural and social literacy. CIMUR lands in as your mythological guest every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Game, part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same, who's to blame?
Yeah, my heart's torn as I watch my art form. Get plaques and charms to writers of black forms. Divided attacks trying to collapse this platform. In this rap, we detach from any distraction. Yes, sever the head of the evil. Music meant to divide and confuse kids. The media just spoon feeds you. People who need you can see through your bluffing. Parasitic poison and fit for human consumption. While they focus on modern day crusades. The loss of human life is as fragile as loose eggs. Vatican ain't paper, they roll in the slave trade. So how can you place blame on the hate that hate made? Secret political interests tucked from view. You police the planet, but who protects us from you? While wars are waged over pathetic turf, we elect leaders with no regard for planet Earth. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same.
Brothers with dirty credentials rolling through my residential overpaid. Deeper than members of presidential motorcades. Rolling single file like wheels on rollerblades. They mingle file, but their welcome is overstayed. I quote a page on the grander scale, cause the man who fails to plan really plans to fail. For real flows, they're closing you stunts, cause all at once, the weight of your ignorance can bury your band sanity. Can it be so simple? Today's medics genetically clone people. Ain't where we headed pathetic? Where citizens give up their civil liberties to officers of evil intent and devilish tendencies. While enemies join forces to endorse this. Mental extortion gone corporate. When will the corporate forfeit morbid acts on the helpless? Ignorant facts, but they selfish aristocrats who flex well in the time with sex sells. The crime rhymes melt kids' minds like sauce snails. Either you end up in jail or caught shells, but timelines help kids find their faults well for real. The media's how they got you attached and find the images permanent like yakus. The tattoos they got you's reflex their underwear while adult messages traumatize the younger ear. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame?
Rich rappers, when you talk it, I hope you keep your topics as deep as your pockets and use logic. The words kill before you have time to breathe. With the ears are in the eyes, see the mind believes. While they hang you from your ankle and they take what falls. Citizens of this planet deserve a wake-up call. He who has knowledge controls this grand scheme. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Who's to blame?
Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame? Blame. Who is the one who sparked the flame? The victim who became part of the game. We can get murdered for money, sex, and fame. The question remains the same. Who's to blame?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And welcome to the 101th show of 101th. Wow. I'm getting off to a really good start, aren't I? The 101st, let's use the correct English, shall we? Show for Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. I hope you've enjoyed the last 2 weeks. If you're a new listener here, Are You Aware? Music that has something to say profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy every second Thursday from 6 to 7:30. So do stay around for the next hour and a half. I have a schwack load of fantastic music, some really interesting stuff to tell you, and some volunteer opportunities to promote later on in the show. So I hope you guys are all outside enjoying the glorious sunshine finally. It's been a pretty crazy week, not only with the Olympics starting up this weekend, that awful shooting that happened out in Colorado last week, which was just devastational. And I'm going to try and find some songs that have some relevance towards gun violence and in next week's show. I was a little too late to get something together for you guys today, but I think it's relevant. I'm always so bemused by the Americans' avid and passionate advocacy to keep their arms, which it just astounds me when they're such a supposed to be a democratic and peaceful and free society. But enough about that. I want to tell you who you just heard. That was Ozzo Martley with their song Who's to Blame from their album of a few years ago, Street Signs. And you might have recognized the rapper during that song. That was the one, the only, Charlie Tuna, who was in Jurassic 5, but unfortunately they're no longer together. And Charlie Tuna's sort of gone out on his own to do a lot of different stuff, including being a guest rapper on some of Ozzo Martley's albums. And also, funnily enough, I found out that Mr. Charlie Tuna was actually a graffiti artist before he became a rapper and is very involved still in the graffiti art scene. So go online and find out some more about that Charlie Tuna graffiti, and it should all pop up. If you've never heard of Ozzo Martley before, they're a great band. I've seen them live a few times now, and they give such an energetic performance, and they really get the crowd involved. So if you're looking for something good next time, some show that's going to be knocking your socks off next time they're in town, check them out. They're a 7 to 10 piece band, so usually there's a lot of people on stage. They're actually featured in Never Been Kissed, if you've ever seen that movie, if you're a sucker for romantic comedies like I am. They do a great version of one of their songs in that film, so you can check them out there as well. They obviously, as you can tell from what you just heard, really involved in the Latin hip hop music, and they were actually formed in 1995, so they've been around for quite some time now. The members of the band actually met through their affiliation with the Peace and Justice Center of Los Angeles, which I thought was cool because you usually hear about artists sort of knowing each other through maybe music connections or from university or high school or living around the corner. So it's kind of cool that they started out in the advocacy movement and kept that going all throughout their music and their time outside of music as well. They actually first performed for picketers during a strike, which I thought was pretty cool. Street Signs actually came out in 2004, and it won in 2005 a Grammy Award for the Best Latin Rock Alternative Album. In 2010, Ozzo Martley performed the original song Never Again with the Axona Shalom Youth Village for the Enough Project and Downtown Records. That was for the compilation For Congo, Raise Hope. Proceeds from that compilation actually fund efforts to make the protection and empowerment of Congo's women a priority, as well as inspire individuals around the world to raise their voices for peace in Congo. And I think the Congo really does get a raw deal with the media because there is so much going on there that is just atrocious. And unfortunately, the media don't do it enough justice and getting the awareness out there for the people of Congo to support them. And you know what? Ozzo Martley were actually cultural, I guess, advocates for the US government at one stage out in Israel and Iraq a few years ago with Bush, and they got a lot of flack from that. But go on to the Ozzo Martley website, find out more about that. I don't want to keep you all bored with my little natter. I want to get back to some songs. I realize I haven't played some hip-hop for a while, so I wanted to put some hip-hop in here. And I've chosen some songs, some new stuff. We've got some new stuff for some great Canadian hip-hop artists later on. But I got inspired by this song the other day when I heard it on my iPod. I hadn't heard it for ages, and I love it. It's a great song by a great band, Blackalicious. And if you don't know they're actually a hip-hop duo. There should be a should be coming up here soon. They're talking about releasing a new album, which is super exciting. And if you are a fan of hip hop, you will love these guys. They've actually released a few albums now. They've got three under their belt. Nia was in 1999, which we're going to hear in a minute. Blazing Arrow in 2002, and then The Craft. And they're going to, I've heard rumors that they're going to release a new album very soon. They're saying it will be, they're actually getting a new track out next week, which is super exciting. And apparently, according to Exclaim, it's called Blacker. So it's released on July 31st. So listen out, and I'm sure it's going to be brilliant. They've also played tsunami relief concerts where part proceeds actually went to building an orphanage in Indonesia. So without further ado, this is Deception. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Don't let money change la-di-ta-ta-da-dee-da, 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 la-di-ta-ta-da-dee-da.
This is a story of a kid, his name is Cisco, who made more money than the count of Monte Cristo. He lived a lavish style of life, fast money, women, cars, and he liked to frequent bars, pubs, and discos. Made his living as a world-famous rap star. When he first started, Mike respects what he was after. And so he got inside his mind, day and night, and he bright constantly his art and craft he tried to master. Started winning local battles and his rep grew. Gave his crew a reputation as the best crew. To the point where he lost proper perspective. Started cutting off the people he came up with. Ego blown like a solar been abducted. Though his heart was once real, now material is filled up his world and he couldn't get enough of it. Used to want to be the best of the rap dons. Now there's only one concern, is going platinum. And his skill has since decreased and the inner hunger ceased. Now content just as long as fame and cash come. He's a big willy now. $1,000 shopping sprees, hanging out with stars. I mean, just a year ago, he was broke, bumming money, drinking out the 40 bottle, living on the
honey danger.
Tomorrow now.
What I said, dig it. My name is V, and when I'm on a mic, I'm known as bitch. Something that these MCs hate. I couldn't care less what you feel, what you say, cause I gotta put it to you in my own special way. I'm a monster, you know I'm certified sick. I came from the corner where nobody got shit. Took the cards I was dealt, turned it into hot spit. Now I'm not only a passenger, I'm in the cockpit. Been a long time coming, I was caught in a scramble of cats, trying to do the same thing that they man do. Eagles born to fly, rivers made to ramble. A dangerous mind, I'm a prime example.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drums are banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drums are banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
For me sparking a brown up, you need to fall back, could be north surrounders. You in a hot area for marching powder. If you hold it chowder, just walk without it. Them real poor brothers don't talk about it. They never make a move till they thaw shit out, kid. I knew a lot of men who did bits for mayhem. They made a lot of money, they money never made them. The game of survival is filled with rivals. Knives and 4-5 sluts flying in spirals. The wicked is diseased and it ain't all viral. Could be greed and gluttony bubbling inside you, dog. Follow your pride, the rhythm will guide you. Yo, follow them guys, them niggas will rob you and have you up with something that don't really involve you. But you don't give a fuck, you wanna pump the volume. I know.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drums are banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drums are banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move.
Hey, yo, the baseline thumping, the face kind jumping, the game looking sweeter than the baseline bumping. Don't come round these parts and waste time fronting. Them trick ass marks that get the A5 dumping, it ain't really about nothing. Philly just love cutting, they shut shit down before the law starts shutting. Get your route right, cousin. Be out night club and relax. I wanna get lights out tonight, brother, perhaps. It's the percussion that keeps shit kinetic. For some, it ain't as been more sweet. The street credit, some cats that played dirty, didn't live to regret it. But move to the music, you can live through the record. I'm a Philly boss player. Rhyme sayer, it's black ink back, getting cake by the layer, by the stack, coming at us, get your weight right, yeah. If not, you making a mistake right there, for real.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drums are banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drums are banging away.
as the bass line's thumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
Alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This month in Discorder, check out part two of our summer festival preview, which indulges you in the folky, the hippie, the eclectic, and the electronic. Discorder sits down with Hot Panda to talk about things like hot sauce, writing food blogs, and the ultimate battle for panda greatness. We also talk with the V Vecker Ensemble, who are the Captain Planet of Vancouver indie music. We talk with Ryan Smith of Green Burrito Records of the value of cassette tapes, and experience Sasquatch Music Festival through the eyes of Discorder. Don't forget to check out our regular columns like Filmstrip, where we review the film Better Than Something. Check out our events calendar for all the greatest upcoming shows, and our art project focusing on the work of Aaron Moran. You'll find the greatest in both recorded and live music in our Under Review and Real Life Action sections. All this and more in the July issue of Discorder, that magazine from CITR, on stands now.
Government and Europe does not seem to care. They cannot just be bothered.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was the Nigerian wonderfulness of Nneka. She's actually the daughter of an Anambra State Kitutu Nigerian father and German mother. For all my Nigerian friends out there, I apologize for butchering your language just then. She was actually born and raised in the Warri in the Delta region of Nigeria and then moved to Germany. This is actually from one of her older albums. The song was called Streets Lack Love and the album is called No Longer At Ease. She actually has a new album out and I've played it pretty heavily over the last few months on CITR. That album is Soul Is Heavy and it's her third album. It was actually released in March, and if you haven't heard it or you haven't heard of Nneka, check her out. She's amazing. Her lyrics reflect much of her history and life, obviously in Nigeria, and her time spent in Western Europe. And this is why we love her. Her songs stress the issues of capitalism, poverty, and war. And you know what? You gotta love her for singing about that. A lot of people have sort of related her to Nina Cherry, Floetry, and Erykah Badu. And especially with that song, you can see the resemblance there. But she has her own unique way as well. So we've got some interesting stuff for you today. I found out, God bless my friend that put this up. So I'm not sure if you know, but Walmart has turned 50. Can you believe that? 50 years of Walmart. And my friend showed me this link and I thought it was so good. There's this organization called someofus.org and they actually put up a little, I don't know, some statistics in some very visually aesthetically pleasing way. And it says the high cost of Walmart's 50th birthday. So I've decided at every break, while I've got your attention for the next hour, I'm going to give you one tidbit of information about Walmart and the effect they've had. So the first tidbit, and I mean, let's be honest, a lot of us are pretty strapped for cash. So we do purchase things at Walmart. I will be the first to admit I have gone to Walmart in the past looking for some cheap deals. But then you have to think the other side. What are these cheap deals and how are they affecting not only my community, but the communities around the world? And one of the first stats is for every two new jobs Walmart creates in the US, upwards of 2.8 existing jobs are lost around the world, which is crazy. And another little fun tidbit, the six Walmart heirs, so the six kids that obviously are going to inherit all this wealth, have a net worth equal to the bottom 30% of Americans. Can you believe it? So they're richer than the bottom 30% of Americans, six people, which just astounds you. And you know what? It broadens that huge conversation of where is the wealth and how it's being distributed. And you know what? I could talk at length about that, but I won't because I have so many great songs to have you guys listen to. So I just thought that was pretty interesting. I'll give you some other very, very interesting little tidbits in the next section when I come back. But in the meantime, I hope you guys all went, if you couldn't actually get into the Folk Festival, I hope you guys were all outside listening to the great tunes that were coming out of the Folk Festival. What a beautiful day it was on Saturday for that Folk Festival. I was down at Jericho with some friends outside just enjoying the vibe and loving the music. I unfortunately didn't get a chance to get tickets this year, but I did want to actually, in sort of paying homage to the 35 years of the Folk Festival, which is such an amazing achievement, especially when so much of the music industry is being hurt right now, and a lot of festivals as well sort of come and go. For example, whatever happened to the Pemberton Festival? That would have been good to have back. I unfortunately didn't get to go to that one. I was house hunting that weekend, but I heard it was an epic weekend. So let's bring back the Pemberton Festival, I say. But in the meantime, I digress. I'm putting the next four songs together to say thanks to the Folk Festival for coming back each and every year with such a stellar lineup of musicians that not only are musically you know, amazing and innovative, but a lot of them actually put their money where their mouths are and actually contribute not only to their community but sing about the issues that some people will shy away from. So the next band that we've got up on the list is the Cave Singers. They're an American band from Seattle, so just down the road. And if you like their music, maybe you will do a road trip down to Seattle if they're not up here anytime soon. They released their third LP, No Witch, in February. So they're probably due for a new album soon, so let's hope. They actually were part of the Digital Give compilation, which features exclusive music by not only them, Ben Gibbard and the Moondoggies, as well as Dee Black, The Lonely Forest, and a bunch of others. This compilation actually went to benefit the Art Cause, Seattle's largest nonprofit arts educator, along with a bunch of food banks in Seattle, which I thought was so cool. So without further ado, here is the Cave Singers from their most recent album, No Witch, with their beautiful song, Black Leaf. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Theatre is your independent East Vancouver theatre, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
This month at the Rio, see great movies like Suicide Club on July 6th, the premiere screening of Hip Hop, eh? The Canadian Hip Hop documentary on July 8th at 7:30, The Fifth Element on the 13th, the Vancouver premiere of Hicks on Sticks on July 12th at 7 and 10 p.m., Bones Brigade, an autobiography, on the 15th at 7 and 9:30, Burlesque Assassins on the 18th, and on the 19th, it's a Batman marathon. Starting at 6, see Batman Begins and The Dark Knight back-to-back in the lead-up to the midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. And if you're looking for something a little different, special events at the Rio this month include Justin Towns Earl live with special guest Tristan on July 4th, Pipe This, a burlesque benefit on July 7th at 8:30, Girls Rock Camp on July 14th at noon, and Scott Nolan and Friends live on the 17th at 9:30.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheater.ca.
Anybody else want to negotiate?
Where did he learn to negotiate like that?
Put your dreams away for now. I won't see you for some time. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Mama once told me, you're already home where you feel love. I am lost in my mind. I get lost in my mind. Is older than me, but oh my brother, don't you worry about me, don't you worry, don't you worry, don't worry about me. How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell me, my brother? 'Cause there are stars up above. We can start moving forward.
the afternoon counting stars, at least the ones I hope to see, the ones that shine beyond the reach of their own burned out reality. Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please, when we die, bury all our good, good things above the ground. So we rode our bikes to the place where the headstones and memory play, perched up on the elephant cliffs, breathing in the mouth of yesterday. Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please. And the sun starts to cut his head off and bleed his beauty on the lake. We can build up our lives with fireworks and still just fade away. So when we die, bury all our good, good things above the ground.
So we looked up to the sky once more, felt tears flooding down our skin, the kind that scrub your closets clean and highlight your love instead.
Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please. And the wind breaks the glass of the lake and the evening pulls the shadows from the shade, and the stars start to flower like it's spring, showered in the mist of milky rain. Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please. And I saw the sun cut his head off and bled his beauty on the lake. We can build up our lives with fireworks and still just fade away. So when we die, bury all our good, good things above the ground.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just had a great Canadian export, Mark Berber and the Patriotic Few with their song Above the Ground, which has come from, I think, the new album that's come out. There's not that much information about Mark Berber and the Patriotic Few. They're a little bit incognito. But what I did find out, that they actually are involved in from Montreal, and they've actually been aired an unreceded 8 times when they recorded their CBC for Canada Live album. And Mark has been sort of had a comparison to a young Leonard Cohen, which I thought was very interesting. And they actually played at this year's festival. They did release an album a few years ago called What the River Gave the Boat, if you'd like to check that out. That was in 2006. But I hope they produce more stuff, because I really love their sound. What a great song for a lazy, hazy Thursday afternoon. In the middle there, we had another, Seattle's just doing it for us today, another indie folk pop band from Seattle. They were formed in summer of 2009. Their names are The Head and The Heart. They also played at the festival, and that was their song Lost in My Mind from their self-debuted album of the same name. That was actually released in 2009. They've actually been named Seattle's Best Band in 2011. So they actually did it all by themselves, selling the album at concerts by word of mouth through local record stores. And they actually managed to sell 10,000 copies, which is pretty good, especially when there's such a push for promo and expensive and ridiculous budgets to get all the promo for these bands out. You know what? I'm always really impressed when a band sort of self-releases their own album and says, no, I don't need all that extra stuff. I'm going to work hard and do this by word of mouth and get that networking out there through that. They actually were involved in a benefit concert last year or the year before for Japan, and they actually donated all the funds to the International Rescue Committee for Japan's devastating tsunami of 2010, I guess it was, or 2011. Now I'm confused. Damn. Again, we've got some new Canadian artists. Well, they've been around for a little while. They were also involved in the folk festival. But before I get to them, I realize I need to tell you my new Walmart tidbit. So every year, Walmart costs US taxpayers $1.5 billion because employees are paid too little to afford basic needs. Like I said earlier in the program, Walmart is finally 50 years old. 50 years of Walmart. Are we better or are we worse off? I think there's arguments for both. Again, this is from the sumofus.org, and they're talking about the high cost of Walmart's 50th birthday. So I'm giving you some little tidbits about what sort of impact Walmart has, positive or negative, on our communities around the world. Their energy impact per year is 27 billion kilowatts per hour, which is Walmart, and that's equivalent to 26.2 billion kilowatts, which is the bottom 57 countries combined. 57 countries combined using that energy, and Walmart does it. It just boggles my mind. But I'll keep some more tidbits for later on in the show. But in the meantime, I wanted to tell you something a little bit more exciting and innovating, I guess. Innovating. I'm doing really well with the language today. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland, a great organization that's been around for over 50 years. If you're an avid listener of Are You Aware, you would have heard one of the Big Sisters come in around International Women's Day to talk about her experience with her big little sister, and she'd been actually volunteering for 11 years. They're really in desperate need of volunteer mentors. So any awesome women out there, which I'm sure there will be tons because you have discerning taste and you're listening to CITR, or any guys, you know lots of women out there that would be awesome for this organization. They're in desperate need of volunteers. They have this Go Girls program, which is a new program to Big Sisters, and it's called Go Girls, Healthy Bodies, Healthy Minds. They focus on 11 to 14-year-olds in a group mentoring situation one day after school for 8 weeks. The single most important goal of this program is to positively shape the lives of the girls by helping them build a positive self-image, setting them up for the path to reach their full potential. Unfortunately, a lot of times between the ages of 11 and 14, girls will stop exercising, will stop being involved in sport, will start getting some really negative body image issues, and will actually have some really unhealthy eating habits and can lead to eating disorders. So what Go Girls is trying to do is get these girls in a group mentoring situation where girls from different cliques within the school come together and talk about their issues and what they want to see in themselves and what they want to see in the future. And they sort of, in this group environment, talk about a lot of stuff that gets them inspired to have a healthier self-image and, you know, go out and do all the things that they love to do. So they're looking for about 8 volunteers for September. Go Girls has been working out of the Coquitlam School District and now are expanding to Burnaby. So if you're interested in getting involved with promoting self-esteem, positive body image for girls between the ages of 11 and 14, Go Girls are for you. The staff at Big Sisters are such huge supporters of their volunteers and are just fantastic. So if you've been thinking, oh, you know, I want to become a Big Sister, now's the time to do it. If you go to Big Sisters of BC's website, it has all the information there. And also, they're still looking for seven littles in Burnaby. Little sisters are looking and ready to be matched, but there's no volunteers to match them with, unfortunately. The Big Sister Mentoring Program is basically you spend 2 to 4 hours with a little girl once a week, and you do fun activities. It doesn't have to cost much money. They actually encourage you to spend no money, or at least find something that is of low cost, because a lot of these girls are coming from some pretty hardcore backgrounds, and a lot of them are, at the poverty line or below the poverty line. So if you're in Burnaby, and you don't even have to be in Burnaby, you could be anywhere around the Vancouver Lower Mainland, go on the website, check it out, do this. If you've ever wanted to do this, now's the time. They're in desperate need. They have over 100 girls waiting for a volunteer. And you know what? Honestly, it's less time than you think, and it's less responsibility than you think. These girls are just looking for an adult that can be a champion in their lives, that can listen to them and can support them. And you know what? Most of the time, you have such a huge amount of stuff in common. You have so much fun. And whenever I speak to a Big Sister volunteer, they always tell me, you know what, I get much more out of this than the little sister. So you know what, go out, be involved. And any guys out there, tell your girlfriends to go on to Big Sister's website and check it out. Now, let's move on to another group that's from Canada. They're actually a duo. One's from Nova Scotia and one is from Quebec. They make recycled music, a culturally ecological art form designed to combat cultural imperialism, one sing-along at a time. I thought that was fantastic. They put contemporary lyrics to old melodies, and Bette and Wallet sing of squeezy kids, haunted condos and Walmart. What a theme, in a call and response song style. So right now for you on CITR, we actually have the song Functionnaire. Oh, you know how terrible I am with French. You're listening to CITR. This is Are You Aware? And this is Bette and Wallet. Enjoy.
A functionnaire does more than governmental deeds.
A functionaire does more than governmental deeds.
On Monday, for his secretary's love he pleads. And tip them, take them, tip them, take computers down. Computers up early to work, come home to sip, coffee, cup, cup, cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
On Monday, for his secretary's love he pleads.
On Monday, for his secretary's love he pleads.
And on Tuesday, he eats salad to stop heart disease. And tip and type and tip and type. Computers down, computers up early to work. Come home to sup, coffee, cup, cup, cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
On Tuesday, he eats salad to stop heart disease.
On Tuesday, he eats salad to stop heart disease.
On Wednesday, his car dealer's advice he heeds. And tip and tape and tip and tape. Computers down, computers up early to work. Come home to sup, coffee, cup, cup, cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
On Wednesday, his car dealer's advice he heeds.
On Wednesday, his car dealer's advice he heeds.
On Thursday, his porno magazines he reads. And tip and type and tip and type. Computers and computers up early to work. Come home to sup, coffee, cup, cup, cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
On Thursday, his porno magazines he reads.
On Thursday, his porno magazines he reads.
And on Friday, a poker and scotch night he leads. And tip and tip and tip and take. Computers down, computers up early to work. Come home to sup, coffee, cup, cup, cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
On Friday, a poker and scotch night he leaves.
On Friday. Ivy Leagues.
On Saturday, he scorns the hippies hugging trees and tip and tape and tip and tape computers and computers up early to work, come home to sup, cup, 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 cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
On Saturday, he scorns the hippies hugging trees.
On Saturday, he scorns the hippies hugging trees.
On Sunday, at church, he chants apostles' creeds. And tip and type, and tip and type. Computers down, computers up. Early to work, come home to sup, cubby, cup, cup, cup. After he leaves the office, the good times roll on.
After he leaves the office, the good times roll
on. Band Music, CITR, and Dirty Spells are proud to present the Summer Freakout Festival at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, located at 1143 Kingsway. A two-night summer blowout, July 27th to July 28th. $10 each night. Friday night will be a punk feature with Defectors, Slim Fathers, Shitty Neighbors, Victories, Keep Tidy, and New Values. Saturday is an all-out psych night featuring Three Wolf Moon, Bummer High, Dirty Spells, Capital Six, and Chains of Love.
You shot me down. stretched out on a mat in there. What was the end of that? Lately, I've been such a drag, all down in the dumps, man, moping and dragging my feet, coping with a life of luxuries, focus on my defeats, and all the things it sucks to be, like the great one said, it's a crockle crab. Was the end of that?
Here we go.
Wait, don't go.
No.
You distract me so, you make it so easy to hide in the scenery, in your vintage jewelry, like some fucked up bumblebee heading for the potpourri of the ladies' room. Wait, don't go. You turn me on so with your bee sting lips and your pepper grinder hips, like a thread and a needle. We're just typical people. We're hoping to be friends, do cool stuff, and be equal. I think that's where it's at. Can we just say that that, oh, was the end of that?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Plants and Animals with their most recent album, The End of That, and the album and song are of the same name. We all know Plants and Animals. They're just rocking it like nothing on earth. This is actually their third album, which was released in February of this year. And they've been involved in a lot of cool stuff around town of late. They were involved in 2010 in a benefit concert to raise funds for the Haitian earthquake. And at that time, all the donations went to the Boston-based charity Partners in Health. Their mission is both medical and moral, they say. It's based on solidarity rather than charity alone. When a person in Peru or Siberia or rural Haiti falls ill, Partners in Health uses all the means at their disposal to make them well. So that's including pressuring drug manufacturers, lobbying policymakers, and providing medical care and social service, whatever it takes. So if you want to know more about Partners in Health, it's a pretty simple website. It's www.partnersinhealth.org, and you can find out about that. And then you can have some inspiration as to maybe be involved, because you love plants and animals and you want to get involved. And that's the whole theory behind Are You Aware? I'm trying to profile music and musicians that inspire you to be involved through, I guess, their examples. So I hope that gets you inspired. Up next, we have some new Canadian hip-hop. But before that, like I've mentioned, it's Walmart's 50th birthday right now. And they have had some pretty disturbing facts. And the whole discussion around today was the high cost of Walmart's 50th birthday. And I've been giving you some tidbits as we go along. Now, this is a very interesting and disturbing tidbit. World's largest employers, the top three world's largest employers go as this. Number one is the US Department of Defense with 3.2 million. Then a close-ish second is the Chinese Army with 2.3 million. And Walmart is number three with just slight of 2.2 million people are employed by Walmart, which is a little scary. And also, to add to this whole salary thing, women at and Walmart, women are 67% of the hourly employees, but only a scant 15% of the senior managers, which is insane, absolutely insane. And I realize I forgot to tell you about this last tidbit, but I think I'm going to leave it till the next break. Actually, no, I'm going to tell you now. So like I told you before, each year Walmart costs US taxpayers $1.5 billion because employees are paid too little to afford basic needs. Because of this budget shortfall, the same amount was cut from the US budget for AIDS treatment, education, vaccines, and water programs worldwide in 2012. So where are the priorities? Looking after yourselves or looking after the interests of a huge megalopolis company like Walmart, or actually supporting people that really need their help. So, yeah, next time you go to Walmart, just have a think about how cheap this product is, but how expensive is the impact that it's causing, especially the physical, emotional, and environmental impact. And expense of that impact that Walmart's has for your cheap as chips products. But in the meantime, we're going to head off into the hip hop realm. This is some new stuff from some of hip hop's Canadian hip hop's legends. Candace Weapon is the next one up, and he was actually raised in Edmonton, Alberta, and he began rapping at the age of 13. He released his first album, Breaking Face Cafebe, and that was in 2005. And then in 2009, Edmonton actually named him their Poet Laureate, which was kind of cool. He's released the album Hope in Dirt City, which we're about to hear, in May. This year, and the song that we're going to listen to is called Conditioning. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Says she got the old figures, my soul can't stand, it's in high demand. But I only tell you that because I trust you. What's new? I black out on 100 miscues, daddy issues. Around the corner from this, I'm not trying to diss you, but I look so strange because I weight train as a form of dismissal. Back pain, clothes stained by clothes brain, and it's in a late year bender with a panic to cost. No bones about it. Got monsters in the closet in the middle of a province. Chronic abuse, throwing up you, chronic in the booth, sonic on his button public. I'm aloof, common proof of a loose peg square with a ruined bed. Dare you to tread around my head, it's a nuisance. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost are, it's over, but I'm still broken up. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provision with no vision. Come soft the law, the run go. Just drove in bad condition just to get me on the plane. She tossed the auto body hers. She spun on frozen rain. I make my own condition now. You have to pay to play. I bought the farm with open arms. She
I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my number's almost up, it's over, but I'm still broken up.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
No feelings, I never thought I'd care for. She soon became my Kevlar vest, ricocheting on naysayers against my chest. We blazed them, together we proposed an invasion. The invasion of the world appeased our nation. Ay, laced them, Bonnie and Clyde, the eighth wonder magnet. Knowing your whole life, you would chase them. She spent so much time in the tenement. Look how she saved Shakur and Andre Benjamin. Now when Socrates came knocking, yeah, she let him in. Every shared word, confessions will wash away our sins. With the world watching, our philosophy is free thought. She is hip-hop to me. Freeze, pause, pause, pause.
Hey, we got together for a rap page with just a few fellas and a fine lady. We do it for the cause, we do it for the beat. We do it for you all to get out your seat. I say, some days I make a maze out of crazy things. These days never seem the same. Derangement irritate my aim, but then again I think ain't a damn thing change. Same day, just rearrange. My intake never goes astray. I'm here, there, everywhere. Walk the boulevard, I just don't care. Here, there, everywhere. Struggle on the rise and I got no fear. It's like that. Hope it don't snow, hope it don't rain, my friend. I'ma put you through to the end. Got this soul in my blood and flow in my pen. I wonder how much your shrink gon' be if I didn't have the chance to write poetry. If I didn't have the love to find my freedom, let's get together and we'll get it undone. Only human execution. Head so far gone, my mind got too much. Hey, raise your hand if you're gone crazy. Raise your hand if you're gone crazy. When you lose your mind, just the right time, pick it up, start it over again. When you lose your mind, it's just the right time, pick it up, start it over again. Mama, it doesn't matter to me. Right back at where I wanna be. Sun in the sky is plain to see, yeah. Right back at where I wanna be. I'll walk alone. I'll walk alone.
Ears are battered and burned, and I have just learned I have been listening to the wrong radio station. My mind has been brutalized, no, the pain can't be disguised. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all black men were bad men and white men would reign again. I was beginning to believe that I was a mindless drugs freak that couldn't control my sanity or my sexuality. I was beginning to believe that I couldn't believe in nothing except nothing, and all I ever wanted to do was get you and do you. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. My future has been blighted, I am so short-sighted. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to not trust me, in fact, I wanted to arrest me. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been dancing to music that I can't stand. I've been reciting commercials to my girlfriends. I've been trying to convince myself that what I really need is a sunbed and a mortgage and some hairspray, the kind of hairspray that will wash my grey blues away. I've been trying to convince myself that I shouldn't care about anyone else but myself. I've been trying to convince myself that I could ease my conscience if I gave a few pence or a few cents to a starving baby in Africa. Because African babies need me so. Because
African babies need my favors, because Africa is full of dictators. And oh yeah, globalization will bring salvation. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Yeah. My neighbors from the axis of evil. I wanna go kill people. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Hey, I was sure I didn't inhale, so why is my mind going stale? I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I was beginning to believe that all Muslims are terrorists and Christian terrorists didn't exist. I really did believe that terrorism couldn't be done by governments, not our governments, not white governments. I just could not see what was wrong with me. I gave hungry people hamburgers, you see. I was beginning to believe that our children were better than their children. Their children were dying from terrorism, but I couldn't hear their children call. And a child from Palestine simply didn't count at all. What despair! No children, I was not aware. I have been listening to the wrong radio station. For years I've been sedated. Now I think I'm educated. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. And every time I got ill, I took the same little white pill. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. When it started, I was curious, but then it got so serious. It was cool when it began, but now I really hate Iran. Look at me now, I wanna make friends with Pakistan. I wanna bomb Afghanistan. And I need someone to tell me, where the hell is Kurdistan? Yeah, you can be my ally for a while, until I come to bomb your child. And I'm sure there's a continent called the Middle East, and I think I can bomb my way to peace. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong jams. I've been listening to the wrong beats. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong tones from the wrong zones. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to the wrong voices. I made the mad choice. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I've been listening to lies. I've been listening to spies. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I needed to know what some pop star somewhere was having for breakfast. I needed to know that I was no longer working class. I needed to know if the stock market rose 1%. I needed to know that I had a ruler to give me confidence. I needed to know that my life would improve loads if I had an operation on my nose. I needed to hear that DJ say,
good morning, good morning.
I felt that he was there just for me. I loved the way that he would say,
this show was sponsored by,
oh my, oh my, he made me cry.
I've been listening to the wrong radio station.
Can you dig this? I put myself on a hit list. I've been listening to the wrong radio station. I used to take myself for granted. Now I believe I'm wanted. I'm laughing and I'm crying because I'm watching myself die.
I've been listening to the wrong radio station. Listen to it.
Can you hear?
Listen to me.
Keep this frequency clear.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory.
Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm just getting ready for the last song before Darren Chi comes on with his Stereoscopic Redoubt, which, as always, will be a magnificence personified. We got to spread the love here at CITR. So in that quadruple little selection of music, we had at the start Candence Weapon with his song Conditioning from his album Hope in Dirt City. And thanks for the listener that phoned in and gave me such lovely and sweet props. I'm sorry I didn't get your name, but right back at you. Thank you so much for listening in. And you know what? Finding out more about Canadian hip hop. In the middle there, we had Socrates with his new album Season 1, and that song was Hot Like Summer. And then Grand Analog with their song I'll Walk Along Alone from their album Calligraffiti of a few years ago. And there at the end we had Benjamin Zephaniah with his great, great song Wrong Radio. What a brilliant song. But I'm going to leave you because I don't want to leak into too much of Darren's show, but I'm leaving you with Shearwater, their new album, which is called Animal Joy, and this song is called Dread Sovereign. See you in a couple of weeks. Be good to one another.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.